Let's go to Matthew, the final caller before our last pause, leading up to our last segment here. Matthew in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio, part of the EWTN Radio family. You are on the air. Hey, Matthew.
Hi. Hi. Thanks, Patrick, for taking my call. I am pro-life, Patrick, and I sort of have this struggle, like a scruple I'm going through, where I don't think the aborted baby necessarily, because he's in heaven and has the fullness of happiness there and loving God, and because he missed out on sufferings and trials of the earth, maybe he doesn't have it so bad, or he's maybe even in an enviable position, perhaps.
Yep.
So I'm thinking this is a flawed way of thinking somehow.
Yeah.
I just like guidance.
Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't be pro-life, since the upside for the baby is eternal glory and happiness in heaven.
No chance to sin. Yeah. Well, you know, no, it's. I think it's great that you're wrestling with these thoughts, Matthew, because that shows that you're a deep thinker. What I would say, though, is that it's an assumption that these babies are in heaven. That has not been revealed to us. And what the church has said is that we can trust these to God's mercy. But recall that baptism is necessary for salvation. And it doesn't mean, of course, that anybody who's not baptized doesn't go to heaven, but the church teaches that baptism is a necessary step towards the normal route to salvation. So these babies are deprived the baptism to become adopted sons and daughters of God, because from the moment they're conceived, remember, they're conceived in sin. They're sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. They're not yet adopted brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ at that point. So that you can't minimize the importance of baptism. And of course, we know that there is baptism by blood for martyrs, and there's baptism of intention, someone who wants to be baptized but for some reason dies before he or she can be baptized. So perhaps these babies do have some sort of a baptism by intention, but we can't hang our hat on that. So that's the one flaw I see in that. The other I see is that, sure, this unborn baby who's aborted hasn't done anything wrong, but what led to that situation, he or she being aborted, was committed by someone else who committed a grave evil. And so you can't dismiss that, the possible perdition that person who committed the abortion or cooperated in the abortion or chose the abortion is now facing. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the other side of it, and that's the worst side of it. It's the person or persons who were involved in that abortion. And so we would, of course, hope that they would avoid that evil choice and never go down that path at all. And so if that were the case, then, of course, you would have a baby who would then be born and you would have a very happy family.
Let me throw another bag of lentils onto the cart. Wouldn't that reasoning that Matthew is wrestling with also apply to any murder?
It could, yes.
Hey, we're releasing them from this life of the Valley of Tears and source of temptation. And hey, they're probably okay because they were baptized Catholic.
Right. Yeah, you could apply that reasoning.
Matthew,
any kind of death.
Does this cohere, Matthew?
Yeah, appreciate it. That's very good advice.
All right. Thanks. Happy customer.
Keep asking questions.
All right. Very good, Matthew.